Let's go to the celebrity guest line right now, where we're joined by Dave Malkoff. He's a CBS News correspondent who has been tracking the comings, goings, and sad situation taking place at Appalachie High School in Georgia. Dave, thanks for joining us on KMOX here in St. Louis.
Hi, Michael. Hi, John. This is a really devastating situation, not just for the people who live here, but for the people who live in all the neighboring cities. I was just talking to a 14-year-old girl who came over from Bethlehem, which is the next city over, with her parents. And they went to a memorial that's just popping up right now under the flagpole here at the high school, where there's lots of teddy bears, flowers, and balloons, and pictures of the victims. And even though this family does not know the victims or many people in this school, it's touching the whole community.
Yeah, Dave, it's a scene that we've seen repeated all too often, right? Almost predictable what you're witnessing happen before your eyes. Give us the facts, the details of what we know, how many people were injured, killed.
Well, there were four people who were killed in this. There are two 14-year-old students who would be freshmen in this school. And then you've got two math teachers at the school. One was a defensive coordinator as well, a part-time math teacher and a part-time football coach. And so you've got people who are pillars of this community who their lives were taken in an instant with this high-powered rifle. The 14-year-old suspect, Colt Gray, he is now being charged with second-degree murder, four counts of second-degree murder. He was in court this morning. And in a surprise twist, last night, the father was indicted as well, Colin Gray, who's 54 years old. A little background on this. Last year, the FBI had threats that were coming in because of somebody threatening to shoot up a school in a neighboring county. Now, those threats were connected to the now suspect, Colt Gray. And so the sheriff's department in Jackson County went to go see Colt Gray and his father, Colin Gray. They had a very, very serious discussion with them about guns, about school shooting, about threats, about this Discord server that he was on. The father assured the sheriff's department that his son had no access to weapons without his supervision. He did have access to weapons, but not without his supervision. And now, it appears, according to prosecutors, that after that interaction, after that very serious interaction, the father bought his son this AR platform weapon as a Christmas gift last Christmas. And that is where these charges stem from. After having that very serious conversation, now he is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, the father, two counts of second degree murder, eight counts of cruelty to children, and they are both in court and could face serious jail time for this.
We are visiting with Dave Malkoff, CBS News correspondent, covering the shooting at Appalachie High School just outside of Atlanta. The father was arrested and was charged. This is at least the second instance I can think of where a parent has been held responsible for something like this. Do you think that this could eventually have a deterrent effect on parents purchasing weapons for kids who obviously shouldn't have them?
That is the point in doing these prosecutions, and there's legal precedent for this. Now, we do have at least the second time where a father of a troubled teen and a mother in the other case, they were also charged with the violence that happened inside the school. So now this father is facing second-degree murder charges, four counts of those second-degree murder charges, even though he didn't pull the trigger. But according to prosecutors, he was in charge of the weapon and was able to give the weapon to the son. And somehow, that weapon ended up inside a secured school, ended up being fired many, many times at nine people who got shot, and four others who also got shot and died.
Just horrific, the carnage, the senselessness of the whole thing. Do we know from reporting what ended the rampage inside the school? Was it heroism? Did the kid just stop, or what happened?
No, it was school resource officers. The school police were in there at the time, and they approached the suspect in the hallway, and he put down his weapon. He understood that if he didn't put down his weapon, he would be killed in that instant. And then, according to the sheriff, he was taken into custody without any further incident, and now he is being held in the juvenile detention, and he was in court this morning facing all of those charges. There is an interesting twist in the technology of this case as well. So last week, they swapped out all of the ID badges for all the faculty here at this school. And you'd think that that has nothing to do with a school shooting. But actually, when you look at it, these new badges, they have a panic button on them. So if you press and hold or press several times on this panic button, what will happen is an alert will go out that puts the whole school into lockdown, knowing that there is some sort of violent incident happening. The police, the fire, the paramedics, they are told of this, and they are given the exact location, not of the school, of the actual classroom that you are sending this message from. So it is geolocated to exactly where you are inside the school. All the doors, there are lights that are above the doors that start flashing red. A lot of people saw that inside the school. There is an announcement that goes over the announcement system. It's an automated alarm. And there is also all the screens in the school will drop doing what they're doing and then actually print out the message. So if you're hearing impaired, if you're visually impaired, you can still see this message. That is brand new as of last week. And they had no idea that they would be pressing those buttons within a week of getting those badges.
Well, that's remarkable. It's because there's so much talk, about hardening these school compounds. That seems like quite a bit of forethought. I have to believe there was no magnetometer in place where this kid was just able to walk in with a gun, right?
Yeah, remember, that is a security measure that they put into place that seems to have saved lives. But what happens is that still four people lost their lives in this, and somehow, some way, that gun made its way into the school, past the locked doors, past all these security measures, all this high-tech stuff that they've put in. It still became the site of the deadliest act of school violence in Georgia state history, despite all those security measures.
Well, Dave, thanks so much. Dave Malkoff, CBS News correspondent. The unfortunate, regrettable information, but information we need nonetheless. Thanks so much for your time this morning on KMOX.
Thanks for having me.